Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff, only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk? Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Hello, everybody. This is a milestone show for the Junk Refund Show. And for me personally, this is my first international broadcast. I am coming to you live from Calgary, Canada, where I landed about an hour ago, having flown here from Washington, D.C. Happens that the next 48 hours are kind of my spiritual, you know, quest for the month. And that means I'm going to visit more of the temples that our church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, builds around the world. And it just so happens in Calgary, Canada, we have one here. One of the first ones we built decades ago is south of here, which is where I'm headed now, about two and a half hours south in Cardston, Alberta, Canada. And then I turn around and come back to Calgary, and I go about 2 hours north to Edmonton. We have one up there. And then I come back to Calgary. Calgary's kind of my focal point here. And I fly out at 12:50 a.m. Saturday morning. I'll be back in Washington, D.C. by 10 o'clock Saturday morning. So I literally just got here about an hour ago. I went through customs. The guy at customs, nice officer there, said, so you're only coming to Canada for 2 days. I said, yeah. He said, what are you doing? I said, it's kind of a spiritual trip. I'm going around and visiting some of the temples that we have here. And he kind of looked at me and he goes straight ahead. And I'm one of these guys that sometimes gets a little flustered when people are giving me directions and what to do. There was a lady next to me who turned left and kind of followed a crowd walking down a hallway. And I started to follow her because straight ahead were some closed doors. And the gentleman, hefty young guy there, basically calls out to me, hey, where are you going? Straight ahead. And okay. I went straight through the doors. But I got to do a shout out to my friends at Enterprise Rental Car, or in this case, Enterprise Rental Truck. I am driving a Ford F-150, and I'm having the time of my life. So I'm cruising south towards Cardston, Canada, and I know that things are different here. I'm looking at the speedometer, or at least on the map, it says maximum 100, and that's kilometers per hour. So I'm thinking this is about a 60-mile-an-hour deal, and I'm going maybe a little faster, but it's okay. So anyway, I'm in Calgary, Canada, headed south to Cardston, and I'm going to visit three of these facilities, these temples, in the next 24 hours, basically, and then I'm going to fly back home. So that's what I'm doing here, and I wasn't exactly sure the time, you know, frame when I would get here, but it worked out perfectly to do this radio show while I'm in transit headed south to Cardston. So this could not be any better. This is off to a great start. And it brings me to a principle of how to get some junk out of your life. There are times where when you plan a trip like this, And I bought the airfare for this thing a few months ago, round trip, $280, something like that, from Washington, D.C. And I'm going to visit three temples while I'm here, which is going to, you know, help get some of the, what, spiritual junk out of my life, or add some spiritual strength to my life, which will help me deal with any other junk that's in my life. When you factor in three temples visited for $280, you're visiting them for about $94 per temple. And I try to do this to keep it at less than $100 round trip if I go see a temple someplace. Now, I've been spoiled in the United States because I've been flying on Frontier most of the time, and I can go across the country on Frontier for about $30. I'm looking west right now at the Canadian Rockies and at downtown Calgary. I was here maybe 15 or 20 years ago. I took a three-day weekend and came to Banff by myself just for fun. I made a list one time, and this is a good idea. This was one of the points I was going to mention later in the show, but I'll just do it right now. You ought to sit down. If you've never done this before, just sit down and make a list, or as I did, at the top 10 places in the world you'd like to go visit. And when I did that about 20 years ago, Maui, Hawaii was number one, and Banff, Canada was number two, and I think Vienna, Austria was number three. I've been to the first two. This is my second time coming here to the Calgary area. I stayed at the Banff Hotel when I was here, you know, 20 years ago, and it was great. I got to tell you, there was a gentleman here from, as you look, back when I came before to Calgary, as you look out on the golf course at the Banff Springs Hotel, you get elk that come out and walk around on the golf course like they own it, because they, you know, it's no big deal. And a gentleman who was here from the Far East took out a video camera and started filming the elk on the golf course. And he said, "Look, unicorn, unicorn." And he started filming the elk. And I just didn't say anything. I just kind of smiled and thought, let him have his moment, you know. Let him enjoy the unicorn. If he, that's what he wants to call him, that's just fine. But I'm here to tell you, they were elk. So anyway, let me tell you a little bit about what's going on in the junk removal world. We've got a couple of things happening, and I'm going to go by some stuff I was going to talk about last week. I just didn't get to it. One of the ways to get, and again, this is going to tie into some of the spiritual stuff I've been talking about a little bit, but one of the ways to get the junk out of your life is to do what my wonderful saintly mother did about 47 years ago, when my saintly father had a heart attack 2 days before his 48th birthday and passed away. That's bad enough news as it is, but my mother was then left at home with 10 children. I know in the last couple of years I've done this radio show, I'm sure I've mentioned this a number of times, but it still really is a remarkable thing to me. 10 children at home, and they ranged in age from 20 to 1. I was a church missionary at the time. I was 19 years old. I was out in Independence, Missouri for 2 years. So I was not there when this happened. But can you imagine at the age of 47 becoming a widow with 10 children at home and the need to provide for those kids and help those kids and et cetera? Let me tell you, I have many times asked my mom, how did you do it? And how did you make it through these times? And she always gives the credit to her kids. She always says, well, I just have really good kids. And I think, well, okay, but, you know, thanks for the compliment, but you were the... Here's what she did. She got together with the kids at 6 in the morning, one morning, and she just announced, and again, I was not there, but she just announced, she said, we're going to get up at 6 in the morning, we're going to read the scriptures, and we're going to get through this. And that was her attitude. And I'm telling you, that's about as good an attitude as you can have, you know, for anybody. And I was just quite impressed with that. I just thought that was really terrific. So anyway, that's what got her through her times. And at the end of my show last time, I was going to talk about that, and I never got a chance to do it. So we'll knock that one off the list. Another way to get some of the junk out of your life is to read. And I enjoy, because I'm in a truck a lot, I enjoy audiobooks. When we clean out people's, you know, apartments and condos and homes and offices, oftentimes we end up hauling away a bunch of books. And we will box up those books and take them to a place in Gaithersburg, Maryland called Wonder Books. And Wonder Books is a big used bookstore that will buy the books from us. Now, it is not a get rich, you know, quick idea, because you'll walk in there with a standard, you know, office sized box of books and you'll get about $2 cash. Or they'll give you about $6 to $8 of store credit. So I always opt for the store credit because it's a lot more valuable. And then I go in and use the store credit to purchase their audiobooks, and then I put one of those in my SUV that was thrown away to hauling job, and I put the other one in my Dodge pickup truck, and whenever I'm driving around, I've always got a book that I can listen to. One of the ones I listened to recently is a great kind of a short book called Miracle at Augusta. Now, it's March, and that means we're about a month away from the Masters Golf Tournament down in Augusta, Georgia. And anybody that's a golfer will recognize the name Augusta as the name of the golf course there. This book, I'm not going to tell you kind of the plot and how it works, but it does involve a true story. It involves a player on the senior PGA Tour, some situations that happened to him, and a young guy that he took in under his wing who was getting bullied at school, and what he did for him on a golf course. It's a great book. I just happened to see it when I was in the bookstore just looking for something to get, and I loved it. I'm listening to a book about Abraham Lincoln right now called Lincoln. I think it's based on the movie by the same name that came out a number of years ago, and that's a fascinating book. But anyway, one of the ways to get some of the junk out of your life is to keep your mind busy by giving it new stuff to think about all the time. And books is probably one of the best ways to do that. And audiobooks makes it quite easy. As you drive around, you can read an awful lot of books. I do a fun thing as I read the books and finish the audiobook. I don't hold on to it because I've learned that you don't need to hold on to it. I just discard it or recycle it or something. But I will take a photo of it, and then I put it in my phone in my Books Read 2025 photo album, and I think I'm up to 10 books so far that I've read this year. So I enjoy doing that and just adding to my photo album. I don't need to hold on to the hardware. I've got the knowledge from the book. Now I can get rid of that or recycle it. I just thought, you know what, I could take it back to Wonder Books and probably get another store credit from them. But I didn't think about that till just now. But it is a great way to get some of the junk out of your life by always putting something new into your mind or into your head that keeps you moving forward. I do have to give credit to a friend of mine from high school. I do a shout out to him every once in a while. A guy named Rogan Taylor, who is a year older than me, and I think is a retired physician. Who did a great thing. He makes one post every year on Facebook, and what he does is he lists the books that he read the prior year. Now, the first time I saw this list was a number of years ago, and it had 33 books on it. And I thought, you know what, that's 32 more books than I read this year. And Rogan has been an inspiration to me of just how much knowledge you can gain in a year by reading. I don't know how he does it, but he's always reading. And his last version that I saw, I think he had 55 books the year before. So he is quite a motivator in the educational field, and he will list the books that he read, and they're all over the planet of different topics, different authors, you know, all that kind of stuff that he will read, and it's just a fascinating list to look at. So, you know, the value of education and just getting more and more education as you go along life cannot be overstated, I'm sure. And a shout out to Rogan Taylor. You might even look him up on Facebook and you can find his post and learn a lot about what he did and the books that he reads. So the two words that are on my mind right now are Oda, and I would sing their national anthem for you, but I can't remember the words. I did send in another way to get some junk out of your life is if you have a little bit of a musical inclination, send an audio tape, or in my case, a videotape, into the Baltimore Orioles and offer to sing the national anthem at a Major League Baseball game. I have done that a couple of times at some summer college minor league baseball games, and the feedback I got was pretty positive. They liked it, so I figure, what the heck, I'll try for the big leagues and just see what happens. So I sent that in maybe week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago. We'll see if that happens. But my point is, these, you know, get spiritually rejuvenated. Pop some books into your CD player, or, you know, my CD players in my trucks, and get more education while you're driving around doing something else. Go see the world and learn from what you see. As I'm driving down the freeway here going south from Calgary, Canada, I'm seeing lots of homes here that have very small backyards and even smaller side yards. This is not criticism. This is a smart developer. But boy, these homes, these are single family homes. And in these developments, they are packed in about as tight as you can get them. And one sign that I saw said that these start at $500,000. I guess the good news is there's not a lot of, you don't need to spend a lot of time mowing your lawn. You don't have a lot of lawn. And it'd be interesting to know how well you get to know your neighbors, because they're almost living with you. These homes are so close. They're two levels above ground. I don't know if they do basements in Calgary or not. I'm guessing they may not, just by the water level that I saw flying in here. But boy, there are a boatload of homes here in these developments. Very nice looking homes, packed in pretty tightly and filled with people. So it's obviously working. But anyway, you can tell I'm having fun, can't you? This is an adventure, and I don't really know. I've never driven around Canada before except around the Banff area and up to Lake Louise. I really don't know what I'm going to see, and that's what makes it fun, because it's all new. So I'll take a moment. I'm going 112 kilometers an hour. I'm going to learn something about that before I'm done, which is about 70 miles an hour. I can tell you that the exchange rate is really good here. I just learned that coming through customs. And I'm in good shape. I'm just excited. I'm hungry, but I'm excited. Headed south to go visit the Calgary, excuse me, go over to the Cardston, Alberta, of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is going to be a highlight. We'll take a break. You're listening to Junk Refund Show. I'm your host, Alan Cook, and I'm doing this internationally from Calgary, Canada. We'll be back in just a moment or so.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show, where I am rapidly learning the difference between a kilometer and a mile per hour. I'm up in Canada, and I'm just coming south from Calgary, headed to Cardston, Alberta, Canada, on a little spiritual 48-hour trek. Now, you got to be kind of nuts. I mean, let's be honest. You got to be kind of nuts to do this hobby that I do, where I go around predominantly the United States and now to Canada and Mexico, visiting these temples of our church because they are the spiritual highlights for the members of our church. Well, I have been to all of them in the United States, which is why I'm here in Canada. And I flew into Calgary, headed down to Cardston, where we have one. We've got like three of them lined up in a totem pole out here. We've got the southern one is Cardston, Canada, about 2 hours south of Calgary. Then we've got one in Calgary. Then we've got one in Edmonton, 2 hours north of Calgary. So Calgary is my base. I'm in a fairly new Ford F-150. And I'm doing the radio show through their, audio system here. So as long as it's coming through and our producer Don says it is, then we're in really good shape. But anyway, I'm having a blast. And I don't know exactly what's going to happen in the next 24 hours, which is what makes it so darn fun. So let me tell you a little bit more about the junk removal world. By the way, if you have any questions about junk removal or how to do it or what to get rid of or what not to get rid of or recycling issues or whatever, you can call in during the show, 888-627-6008. Talk to Don, the producer of the show. He'll put you on the air and you can ask questions about anything having to do with junk removal, either in your living room or in your life. We don't care. Throw it at us, whatever you've got. If you happen to be listening in Canada right now, call the show, tell me where you're from, and I will send you a Ben and Jerry's gift card, an electronic pint of ice cream, a special for our Canadian friends. No tariffs, by the way. I mean, skip that stuff. We'll send you the straight electronic card. You get it, and you can go have some a pint of ice cream on your American friends, given the stress that we're creating for you folks right now through tariffs, which is about all I'm going to say about that. I will quote Warren Buffett, though, who is a friend of mine. I saw this on Facebook the other day. He made a statement that a tariff is, quote, an act of war, close quote. We'll leave it at that. You can look it up and learn more about it, which I didn't. I just saw that. But anyway, I'm up here. I'm surprised they didn't charge me, 25% fee just to get in the country. I mean, I would if I were the Canadians, but they're more civilized than I am, I think. So anyway, I'm up here. It is wide open territory. It is very brown because we're in the first part of March. Lots of farming land up here, as I could discern from the air flight coming in. Lots of small ponds, little lakes around, and just a wide open. This is wide open, territory here. I keep thinking of the Calgary Stampede. I mean, that's a good name for this because you could get a team of horses and you could go just about any direction, and I don't think you'll create too many problems for too many people because there's just a lot of open space here, really nice homes, and just a great thing. So far, so good. I'm learning my kilometers per hour versus my miles per hour, and nobody's pulled me over yet. So I guess I'm in good shape. I want to tell you about a house that we went and saw 2 days ago. We put in an estimate to do this for a lady. And this house is owned by her dad, and he is a hoarder. We don't do these that often because we don't see that many that often in the Washington, D.C. area, but they're out there. And I will simply tell you that to give you an example of what this is all about, when she showed us the garage, she lifted up the garage door manually, and it was jammed stuff right up to the edge of the door, 7 feet high. Tools, wires, extension cords, generators, saws, a lot of metal stuff and a lot of tools. And she showed us other places around, and her wonderful dad just liked to get stuff. And I think he may have bought stuff just because he got a good deal on it, and he thought he was maybe making money or something. What he was simply doing was filling up his house. And we stepped it off. We did some calculations. It's probably 10 stuff that's got to come out of the area. I think 4 or 5 of those just in the garage. And she wants to get this stuff cleaned out so she can remodel the house and rent it out and have her dad move in with her in her condominium in Northern Virginia. And then her dad would get some passive income. This is a single mother raising some kids. And you just have this compassion for somebody doing what she's doing, doing it all for her dad, to help her dad out. And great, great. Grace, can you hear me okay? Can you hear me, Grace? Oh, okay. All right. I was excited there to talk to Grace. Named Grace. I wonder if that's what it was. No. Anyway, this lady, I just felt concerned for her, obviously, but I wanted to support her. And so I told her that the retail price of doing this job for us, and our prices, by the way, for a truckload of stuff, is about 20% below a lot of these bigger companies. We charge $695 for a 12-foot box truck of stuff. There are a lot of companies charging $800 or $900. And we try to save people money. Anyway, if you get 10 of those, that is about a $7,000 job. But every once in a while, I do special deals to help people out for various things. And I've done some of these at Thanksgiving and some of them at the beginning of the year that are almost half price deals. And so I told this friend of mine, this young lady, I said, look, if you want us to come and do this, we're not going to charge you $7,000. We're going to charge you half that. We're going to charge you $3,500. And we're going to come haul this away because you got a lot of metal, a lot of wire, and this is stuff that we can make a few bucks on the side. So a lot of metal, a lot of wire, and we'll do it for you for $3,500. She got very excited. I sent her a proposal for this. I think it was Tuesday night. And she even asked us, can you come do it next week? So I'm waiting to hear back to see if we can help her. But I had one of my guys with me when I did this deal, and I turned to him. I said, hey, what do you think about this deal? He goes, man, that's a great deal. And he's excited because if she gives it to us, then he'll come and he'll work for a week and help clear it out. I saw in one room, I think I saw 6 generators. You know, the generators that construction guys will use, building contractors, you know, that fire up the generator. It's a mobile generator on a couple of wheels. 6 of them just in one room. And so that kind of tells you a little bit about what we're up against. But I'm excited to help out. I hope she gives us the job. I gave her the best deal I could, and I'm happy to do that because I really like what she's doing. So if you're one of these people that continues to have stuff build up in your house, you got to remember that just because there's a good buy on something doesn't mean you should get it. Because the real question, it's not a question of was it a good deal? It's a question of how am I going to use this? And if you're not going to use it, then you're spending money on something that never gets used. And in my opinion, that's a waste of money. That is not worth the thrill of buying it because now you have the angst of dealing with it and watching it sit around your house for years, and somebody at some point has to come in and do something with it. And that usually costs money. And there you go. You haven't really saved or made any money. Some people just love buying a good deal. And I'm a former stockbroker. I love finding good deals and buying them and making money. I love it. But I'm not one who goes in and says, okay, I'm going to buy a 12-pack of toilet paper, and because, you know, it's half price, I'm going to get 10 more packs. I mean, toilet paper may be a bad choice because you'll eventually use that. But just because it's a good deal doesn't mean you should buy it, because you're losing money. You're giving up money in exchange for this item. And if you're not going to use it, what's the point? I tell people all the time, you know, we'll be dealing with people in their homes, and because they know that we sell stuff and try to make money for people, they'll look at it and go, oh, that's a good piece of wood. For example, somebody will have a clean 2x4 sitting in their garage, or they'll have six of them that have been sitting there for 20 years. And they don't want it thrown away, because they will say, most of the time men, those are good pieces of wood. It's not a question of if it's a good piece of wood versus a bad piece of wood. It's a question of what is it good for? And if you can't answer that question, don't hang on to it. Unless it has a purpose or a value, or excuse me, a purpose to be used, why hang on to it? You know? And so I'm always trying to teach people the concept that it's not about if it's a good item, it's about what is it good for. And I always tell people, there are a lot of typewriters sitting in people's homes around Washington, D.C., that are still in good condition. You know, the IBM Selectric typewriters? But nobody wants them, because they're not good for anything anymore, because we don't need typewriters, right? So you can tell me, hey, this is a great typewriter, it works just fine, but it has no value other than to be scrapped as scrap metal, because it's not good for anything in today's marketplace. So anyway, I'm trying to just give you a little junk removal education as I go through here. Number five on my list of things to talk about on the radio show today is Enterprise Rental Car. I use Enterprise a lot. I have a national account with them. When I go around the country doing junk removal jobs, I typically rent an Enterprise box truck or an Enterprise pickup truck. Today I got the pickup truck because I'm not doing junk removal here. But one of the things that I love about these guys is, and this has happened a couple of times, is that when you go in to rent the vehicle, there's no deposit that they put, an extra deposit on your credit card, which is anywhere from $200 to $500 that they tie up your credit card as a deposit, especially for a big vehicle like a pickup truck. And today, it was only the charge of the two-day rental, which was like less than $200, something like that. So it's always nice when you present the credit card to them and they say, okay, the total for today is $212, and I'll have the truck for 2 days. And those include airport taxes. I think the vehicle was something like $83 a day. And then you throw in a few miscellaneous airport taxes and whatever, and you come up to about $212, something like that. They did not charge my card $500 to put a $300 deposit on it. The total that I paid, $212, a great pickup truck with lots of room inside with unlimited miles. That's a great deal. So shout out to Enterprise Rental Car for what they did to help me out here. It's always adds to the fun of the drive as you walk out of there with a great deal. I got to tell you, I'm looking straight west right now on these snow-capped peaks of the Canadian Rockies, and those things are just flat-out majestic. And I am a good, 20 miles, 25 miles maybe, away from them, something like that. flat out majestic. Just this incredible long line of mountains running north and south, west of Calgary, Canada. I'm going to talk about a home in the Washington, D.C. area. I won't tell you whose it is or use their name. It's in a place called Tacoma Park. And this home, I'm going to bring this up as just a suggestion of how to kind of manage the stuff that you have. Now, there are some do's and don'ts for your personal stuff in a house if you're trying to get it donated or get it sold. We'll start with a couple of the don'ts. When companies like ours go to, you know, a wider circle or Habitat for Humanity or Goodwill or Salvation Army to donate stuff, one of the things they look for are tears or stains or smells on the items. If you're a heavy smoker, like our client is in Tacoma Park, all of your furniture, all of your clothes, all of your dishes, everything smells like smoke. You can't tell it because you're accustomed to the smell. But a guy like me, we can tell it in a second, and so can the public, because most people don't smoke, and they don't want that smell on items that they're going to potentially buy. If we put it up for sale, we have to disclose that it came from a home of a smoker. Technically, we don't have to do that, but we will do that because we want to be upfront with you about the stuff that you're buying. And the donation places are going to look at it and sniff a couple of times and go, no thanks, we can't take that, because they don't want the smell in their stores either. And they don't want it, you know, they have trouble selling it too because people get turned off. So smoking is one that can make it hard for you to get rid of your stuff in a positive manner. Pets is another one. We get that question a lot when we try to donate stuff. People will say, well, did it come from a home that had any pets? And cats, I'm here to tell you, cats are, in my opinion, the worst, because those little nippers love to scratch their paws on the edges of furniture, wood, you know, vinyl, upholstery, doesn't matter. Dogs will chew on the legs of furniture. Cats will tear it up. You know, just be careful. And again, when you have pets in your home, you don't know if they've peed on something. And people are always very hesitant when they buy stuff in the secondary market that's used. So if you want to get some stuff sold, take really good care of it. Keep it clean. Don't let it get torn and ripped up. And the chances of you being at least able to donate it and probably able to sell it skyrocket. So we're going to take another break for a minute. I am cruising at 119 kilometers an hour. That is 72 miles per hour, straight south from Calgary, Canada. The first radio show that I've done internationally from outside the United States. I'm thrilled, and I'm just having the time of my life. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show on bbsradios.com and BBS Radio TV. Great network. If you want to start a radio show, it's never been easier than it is now. Contact me and I'll tell you how to do it. And these folks are great to work with. Lethbridge, by the way, is 156 kilometers away. There you go, just to tell you where I am. Anyway, I'll be back in a minute. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio. We're having a blast up here in Canada. We'll be back in a minute.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show, coming to you from Oh Canada. I need to learn the rest of that first verse. I probably have to pull it up on my phone. I could sing more to you. But I'm a guy that has sung the national anthem publicly at baseball games before. And I got to tell you, in all humility, they really liked it. I had a guy come up to me from the stands. This has been a few years ago. I sang it for the Big Train Summer League semi-pro college guys that want to play pro baseball league. I sang the national anthem for them a couple of times. He came up to me afterwards. He said, "That's the best rendition of the national anthem I've ever heard." And it's on my Facebook page, Alan J, middle initial J Cook. And you'll find it a few years ago at the Bethesda Big Train baseball games. You can hear me sing the national anthem. So I'm having a blast up here. Back to our situation we have in Tacoma Park, Maryland. This wonderful lady, and I got to tell you, we get involved in people's lives at some delicate times in their life. Somebody passes away. You've got to clear the stuff out of the house so you can put it up for sale. The daughter comes to meet you to get it cleared out. And with a few tears in her eyes, she starts reminiscing about the 30 years that she lived in the house where she was raised by her wonderful parents. Or somebody gets divorced. Or somebody, you know, who knows what happens. But this lady we're helping out in Tacoma Park has a husband that has some medical issues. And bless her little heart, she is dealing with him. I think she's been dealing with this for like 6 years. I think it's a dementia situation. Might be Alzheimer's, might be a combination. I'm not sure. But she has been taking care of him and at the same time trying to declutter their home so they can get it sold and move into a smaller place. And he, of course, wants to hang on to everything. So it's a double battle for her because it's one thing to get rid of the stuff or, you know, you're around for 40 years. And that's not an easy thing to do. It's another thing to have a spouse who will argue that everything has a value and we should hang on to it. That's a tough situation for this lady to be in. But to her credit, she is handling it really, really well. And I'm proud of her. We were up in the master bedroom the other day and she pulled out three old boxes that had what I'm going to call costume jewelry in it. We took it to a jeweler's place and they pulled out some sterling silver stuff and paid us about $140. Then I took it to a friend of mine named Leslie Sandler, S-A-N-D-L-E-R, of Leslie Sandler Jewelry in North Potomac or Gaithersburg, Maryland. She does business all over the country. I gave her what I thought was the leftover stuff, you know, the costume jewelry stuff. I gave that to her, and she got back to me in a couple of days with a bid of $485. We made three times on the less expensive stuff, less in demand stuff, than what we made on the really good stuff. And you might jot down that name if you have jewelry that you want to sell. Look up Leslie Sandler, S-A-N-D-L-E-R, in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Tell her that I sent you from the Junk Refund Show. She's been a guest on our show. And if you go to our podcast, the Junk Refund Show podcast, a few episodes ago, we had her on as a guest. You can listen to that episode and get a real good education on what to do with jewelry that might be lying around your condo or your home or whatever. So anyway, hats off to this wonderful lady in Tacoma Park for what she's dealing with. And she has made so far at a 35% cut, which is what she gets of anything we sell. She's made like $220 so far and on about a $2,000 job. So she's made more than 10% of her money back that we made for her by not just throwing away her stuff into a landfill. So that's pretty good. Let me go back here as I'm cruising down the freeway headed to Cardston, Canada. I wrote down Banff just because if you haven't been to the Banff Springs Hotel or to Banff, that's B-A-N like Nancy F-F, Banff, Canada, you're missing out on one of the great sites to visit in the world. known for its five-star hotel. I think it's a Fairmont hotel. Top-of-the-line stuff, the Banff Springs Hotel. I didn't check to see what the rates are there right now. I may go stay there tonight. I don't know. Contrary to what I normally do on the road, where I just use my Wyndham Resorts diamond level status, and I use points, and I get, you know, a Days Inn hotel for free. I don't know. We'll see. But job number one right now is to get to Cardston by 5 o'clock. The GPS says that I'm going to be there by about 3:30. So far, so good. All is well. It's a beautiful day here. There are clouds dotting the sky. Blue sky everywhere you can see. 360-degree panoramic view. On the west, you have the majestic Canadian Rockies. On the east, you have sky. You have, like, the prairie, the plains, whatever. And it's just a wonderful place. Lots of grass here that right now is brown, but it'll come to life. Give it a few months and it'll spring to life. But anyway, having a great time here. Let me see what else we got here. Oh, I gotta tell you, when I book these trips to go out and visit these different temples and as kind of my spiritual quest side of my life, almost every time there are reasons to not go, because I'm a small business owner. I get calls. I've had 3 calls come in from clients back in Washington, D.C. while I've been doing the show, and I sent them all the voicemail. But, you know, there's a lot to do. And if I stay home, I make more money. If I leave, I go have an adventure that I'll remember for the rest of my life. And last night, about 9 o'clock, after a busy day, I came home and went, okay, I've got the tickets, I've got the airfare, I've made the reservations to go visit these spiritual centers, these temples I'm going to go see, but I don't have to go. I can just eat the airfare. Maybe they'd give me a refund. I don't know. Probably not when it was within 24 hours of canceling it or whatever. And I've got the airfare, and I shopped at it for a few months, and I found a good deal, and I want to go visit these 3 temples up in Canada. And wouldn't it be cool if I did? Well, you know, you kind of bounce the ball back and forth. It was like you're juggling balls going, okay, should I go? Should I not go? I have had that feeling multiple times before I get ready to leave on some kind of a little adventure like this. And I'm here to tell you that every time I have opted for going on the adventure, and not once have I come back from the adventure and wished that I would have stayed home and worked. The work will always be there. I didn't realize even until like early this morning when I left my place at 3:30 in the morning, I couldn't have told you what time I get back on Saturday. I just hadn't looked. It turns out it's at 10 a.m. That's even more favorable. I can leave D.C., come to Calgary, go visit 3 different cities, and I'll be back. I can leave, you know, Thursday morning at 3:30 in the morning for a 6 a.m. flight. And by 11:30, I'm in Calgary, Canada, going through customs. And at 5 o'clock, I'll be in Cardston, Canada, checking off, you know, spiritual business number one. At 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'll be back in Calgary, checking off spiritual visit number 2. At 6 o'clock tomorrow night, I'll be up in Canada, checking off spiritual visit number 3. Calgary to flight to Saturday morning in Toronto. I'll be back in Saturday morning. I still got most of the day Saturday to go to work and make money to have some personal experience to add to my, you know, the action is, and this is a flat adventure. It just is not. Oh, I mean, the U.S. I got to do it page 21 around the world. The experience that you have, Covey, the author of Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, said that nobody on their deathbed ever said that they wish they would have spent more time at the office. Okay? So keep that in mind and go for the adventure. I will be back in Washington, D.C., back to my regular routine by about 11 o'clock Saturday morning. And in the meantime, I'm going to have a fabulous experience, an adventure of an experience to take back with me as a result of what I'm doing here. And I'm, like I said, I am just having a blast. So recognize some things as I get back to this house we're working on at Tacoma Park. Some things don't have value. This lady, this wonderful lady, has slept in a king-size bed for 40 years. It is made of pressed wood. We had to unscrew it in order to get it taken apart. It has small end tables attached to the bed frame on both sides. It is a monster, piece of furniture. And I'm here to tell you, people don't want monster pieces of furniture, especially that have been used for 40 years. Now, she was so excited to ask me how much she thinks I could sell her bed for. And we took the mattress over to a donation place that is one of the rare places that accepts mattresses. They looked at the mattress. They said, sorry, it's got stains on it. We can't take it, which means we're not going to put it up for sale and it can't be donated. I broke the news to her yesterday when I told her about some of the jewelry stuff, and she was excited about making some money on some of her stuff. I told her about, she asked me about the bed. How about the bed? How's the bed doing? I said, you know what? That's not going to be able to be sold. We had to dismantle it in the first place just to get it out of the house. And in the process of doing that, this 40-year-old, pressed wood, fabricated wood, starts to just kind of fall apart and disintegrate. And that's what happened when we took it apart. I didn't want to tell her. I didn't want to break her heart. But some things have value and some things don't. And 40-year-old beds don't have value. So in terms of the stuff that you have, she took out a very nice, I'm going to call it a fur coat. It's a little bit different than a fur coat, but it looks like a fur coat. She took one of those out of her closet. She said, what do you think about this? And I just kind of smiled and said, well, we'll see what we can do. But I'm telling you, the thing smells like cigarette smoke. Nobody's going to want to buy that. They're just not. And I'm not going to put it up for sale because I've got to tell people, hey, this was owned by a smoker for decades, and that's just not going to sell. So there are limits on what you can do. You have to be realistic. And if you want your stuff to have value and be able to be sold down the road, just take really good care of it. Don't get any unnecessary odors on it, and keep the pets away from it if you have pets, and you'll be in better shape. That comment just took care of four different things I had here on my list of things to talk about today. We got about 4 minutes left on the show. This is working out pretty well. I am right now 88 miles, an hour and a half from my destination. It says I'm going to get there at 3:21. I only need to be there by 4:30. So I'm more than an hour ahead. I can't wait to find someplace to get some lunch. I haven't eaten anything all day, but hey, that's okay. And I have learned that the U.S. dollar is pretty strong in Canada right now. I think it's something like 1.5 Canadian dollars for every 1 U.S. dollar. And all the traveling I've done around the world in my life, you'd think I could be an expert on some of this stuff by now. But all I know is the lady at the Enterprise rental counter said, man, this is a great exchange rate for you. And I'm driving the truck to prove it, that I rented for a couple of days for only 200 U.S. dollars with no deposit, being paid. So anyway, this is great. I could drive to Mexico. Well, I wouldn't get that far. They'd know about it. But anyway, I'm having a blast. One other thing that doesn't sell, stuff that has rust on it. I took a file cabinet out of this lady's place yesterday. one of these file cabinets that's about 5 feet high, metal file cabinet, rectangular drawers in it, all metal. And as you pull the drawers out, there's rust inside the drawers. Rusted stuff doesn't sell. So old stuff just doesn't sell. People are not interested in it, and it's just not going to fly. So keep your stuff clean. Take good care of it. You'd be surprised. We cleaned out a house one time, and there was a bunch of stuff in this house. The thing that sold for the most was a G.I. Joe doll set with some army accessories that was in a box on a bookshelf. We sold it for $400. You just don't know. But as a general rule, keep your stuff clean. Don't let the pets get to it. If mice, I've even had people, you know, we go in and we haul away, you know, bedding or something, and there are mouse tracks, you know, turds, in other words, mouse poop, stains and other things on, like, the sheets of the bed, this old bed that nobody had used for years. And the people will look at me, and I'll look at them, and I'll go, oh, we can't do anything with this. It's got mice in it. And they will look at me and say, oh, but you can wash it. And I'm going, no, I'm not going to take the time to wash it. And then I have to disclose to people, hey, this was, you know, infested with mice. We washed it. It costs money to wash it. You get the idea. You don't have to be a, you know, rocket scientist to kind of just use common sense with some of this stuff. But just protect your stuff. Keep it clean. And then you've got a good chance to do something with it and make a few bucks afterwards. It is a really fun thing to do. One of the funnest things I do is to surprise people with refunds from stuff that we sold that other junk removal companies just won't do. Going back to the hoarding house in Northern Virginia, the last comment I'll make, sitting out in front of this house on a trailer are two jet skis that apparently have been sitting for a while. I don't know if they work. The lady needs to get rid of those as well. I had visions of my new used SUV that I have taken good care of and have been driving now that was thrown away to hauling job last May. I may add a couple of jet skis to my collection. We'll see. Pray for me. Maybe it'll work out positively, but we'll see. Anyway, I am cruising south to Carson, Canada. This has been our first international radio show done outside the United States. Pleased to be doing it with our friends in Canada who are not excited about our tariffs, but hopefully they're excited about people like me who come here and try to say good, nice things about our Canadian neighbors, because that's what they are, is our neighbors. So one last, oh, Canada, and look for me at maybe a, you know, Toronto Blue Jays baseball game or a Montreal, oh, we don't have the Expos anymore, they're down in Washington. Anyway, you never know, I may show up and sing the national anthem for you somewhere. Thanks again to our great producer, Don, at bbsradio.com, and tune in to the podcast, the Junk Refund Show podcast. I noticed the other day that that podcast, the one that we create ourselves with using the audio from these shows, has gone to 15 countries and 135 cities, and we're just getting started. So anyway, have a great day. Go for it. Live your life. Make it an adventure and do the stuff that makes you happy, and you'll have a better, happier life. That's exactly what I'm doing right now for the next 48 hours in Canada. Take care. Talk to you next week. Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern. Excuse me. Thursdays, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Junk Refund Show. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with at 1-800-JUNK-REFUND we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.